for taking the call. This is Elba calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. We just would like to know if you're registered to vote in the city of Tampa.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And as you are registered to vote, we will also like to know if you are registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else.
Democrat.
Thank you so much for that. This coming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote on this in this election? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely?
Likely, yes.
Very likely, or somewhat likely, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 or 39, 40 to 54?
No.
55 to 64 or 65 and older, or and over?
65 and older.
Thank you so much for that. Now, how did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
By mail.
Thank you. Under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask through the when. No one does. How likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 election for mayor?
I would like to continue to vote.
So you're very likely to request a ballot, somewhat likely to request a ballot, or not likely at all?
Likely to request what?
So you are very likely to request a ballot?
A ballot, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, a ballot. Thank you. In general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction, ma'am?
No, they need to kick half these people out of here and teach them how to drive.
Oh, okay. So you think it's in the wrong direction?
I'm sorry?
So do you think it is in the wrong direction?
I don't know. I hate our governor. I hate our governor, so
okay.
It doesn't matter. Politics is so screwed up right now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I wouldn't give you 2 cents for any of them.
Okay. So would you say that your feeling is mixed, maybe?
Mixed?
Yeah, like, yes and no, you're in the wrong or the right direction.
What was the question again?
Yeah, in general, it's okay, we're that happy. Do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Oh, it's doing a lot of good things. I think it'll be all right.
Okay, cool. Do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or bad?
Say that again.
Do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or bad?
No, it's terrible. They're letting them build everywhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's no restrictions. Just, you know, everybody wants to buy up land and build. And that just brings more people, and it's just we're overrun.
Yeah, I understand. As things stand now, would you vote to reelect Jane Castor as mayor or Tampa of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
She's done a good job. I'll stick with her.
Okay. In general, which of the following candidates in upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One who opposes Mayor Castor on nearly every one of her programs and instead says the city council should have more power, or one who works with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda?
The one that works with Mayor Castor. You know, all it takes is so screwed up right now.
Thank you. Which of the following do you... Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? I will read you some choices, okay? Jobs and economic development, crime and public safety, flooding and the threat of sea level rise, traffic congestion and conditions of streets, affordable housing, or too much city government spending?
Affordable housing... The crime rate's ridiculous, and there was another one there that you said that needs improvement.
Okay.
They need to lock the city limits and don't let anybody else in.
Okay, so you would say then that the first problem is affordable housing, and what is the next most important issue or problem?
Crime.
Okay, crime and public safety. Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following. Here's the first one. What do you think about Sandy Moorman?
About who?
Sandy Moorman.
I don't even know who that is. I'd have to get a list and figure out who everybody is. If this is some kind of survey to see who you're going to vote for.
Let me know, okay?
I don't know any of them.
What about Chon Cho? Don't know him?
Nope.
Bob Enriquez?
Nope.
Lynn Horek?
Like I said, I don't know any of them.
Okay. Ron DeSantis, maybe?
Now, that guy can go jump in the lake. Yeah. I hate
okay,
him.
Okay, so you are not unfavorable about him, then. Very
no, he wants to be another Trump. That's all. Oh. Trump screwed everything up.
Okay.
No, so the lowest I can go on that list, mark me down.
Okay, cool.
I hate him.
What about, okay, thank you so much for your opinion. Now, what about Guido Maniscalco? Have you heard about
who?
Him?
I don't know these people. I usually get something to read up on them before I vote.
Okay.
But I don't know what they've done or who they are or why they're even running.
Okay.
Or
what about Jane Pastor?
Yeah, I'll get it. The mayor?
Yeah. Are you very favorable or just somewhat
favorable? She's doing an okay job. It could do worse.
Okay. So you are somewhat favorable, let's say, or very favorable.
Yeah, let's say.
Okay. Now, what about Janet Cruz? Have you heard about her?
Who?
Janet Cruz.
No.
Okay. And what about Joseph Cetro?
Nope.
Joseph Cetro?
Nope.
Okay. What about Orlando Good?
I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I don't know who these people are.
Thank you so much. What about Joe Biden? What do you think of him?
Who?
Joe Biden.
The president?
President? Yes.
Well, I don't know why he wants the job. I hope he doesn't run again. I'm a Democrat, so I voted for him, but I would prefer if he didn't, he would not run again.
Okay.
Due to his age. You know, he's just trying to get things done, but the Congress won't work with him, so.
Okay. You will say that you're very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
I voted for the guy. I'm in favor of him. You know, I think he's doing a halfway decent job. At least he's trying to do something.
Okay. What about Bill Carson?
Don't know who that is.
Thank you so much for that. Now, next, which candidate you will vote for if you had to vote in the elections for mayor and city council today? For mayor, would that be Jane Castor or Bill Carson?
Caster's fine.
Okay, thank you. What about city, county, district?
Who's conducting the survey?
I'm not told, so it doesn't influence your opinion, ma'am. So we don't know either. Yeah, we're not told, ma'am, who is it for, so it doesn't influence your opinion. So it can be neutral, right? Now, we're almost done. I would like to know, what about City Council District 1? Would you go for Sonia Pribrookins, Joseph Cetro, Alan Kim?
Still don't know who any of these people are.
Okay, cool. So
I don't know who any of these people are. You can keep naming them off, and I ain't got a clue, okay?
Okay, so what about City Council District 3? Janet
don't know them.
Okay, you don't know them.
I'm not going to say if I don't know who the hell they are.
Cool. Thank you so much. Using a scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor, rate the job Mayor Jane Castor is doing on each of the following. Working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family. Would you say her job at this is excellent, good, not so good, poor, or you don't know about it?
I'd say she's doing good.
Okay. What about working on affordable housing?
I don't think anybody's doing anything about that, so no.
Okay, so it is poor, right?
I would imagine.
Okay, working for fairness and opportunity for people of full races and backgrounds in Tampa.
I don't know what she's doing.
Okay, thank you. And what about rebuilding the city's water and sewer pipes and infrastructure system?
What is she doing about it?
Yeah, what do you think about what she's doing about it?
I don't think she's done anything about it. I don't know what's going on with it.
Okay, so let's say that you don't. Okay, so you don't.
I don't want to give her a poor rating if I don't know if anything's happened though. This thing's kind of unfair.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to answer any more questions because it's inconclusive. Let's put it is because I don't know what she's doing. I'm not up on all that, so I don't want to give my opinion or give her a rating when it's not fair.
Okay, if you don't know, you just let me know, and I will place on the don't know option, okay? What about bringing in new jobs and growing the economy? Have you heard something about it?
What is it?
Bringing in new jobs and growing the economy.
Nobody wants to work.
Oh, okay. So
I don't want to answer any more questions.
It is almost
this is
done.
Annoying.
Okay,
so no, you just go ahead and finish it out the way you want, okay? I'll talk to you later.
Okay, yeah, let's just go ahead and continue with a different approach. I will say that you don't know about her work right here, and let's go ahead and move on, okay? Next, here are some statements that critics of Mayor Jane Castor have made recently, right? Each is